Srila Prabhupada once said that if we don't have enthusiasm, everything is finished. I once went on the internet and looked up some quotes by other speakers, writers, philosophers about enthusiasm. Everyone said the same thing, that you can't accomplish anything without enthusiasm. Even there's research on this, that it doesn't even matter if you're intelligent or talented. If you don't have enthusiasm, you'll fail. And Prabhupada said that he was successful because of his enthusiasm. And he's making the point, it's not even a question of your level of intelligence or skill. He said, I was enthusiastic, I came to your country, it was my enthusiasm that brought all of you, it was my enthusiasm that made it successful, it's your enthusiasm that makes it successful. So this statement that Prabhupada made, without enthusiasm we can't be successful, or I think he said everything will be finished, it's very, very powerful to meditate upon, because often we're not enthusiastic. And what do you do when you're not enthusiastic? Well, Rupa Goswami says, if you're not enthusiastic, be enthusiastic. So the point being, we cannot allow ourselves not to be enthusiastic. And no matter what, we have to be enthusiastic, even if we have to fake it. Now, naturally, you'll ask, how can I be enthusiastic? And of course, if you find a service that you like, if you engage nicely in devotional service, you should be enthusiastic. But the point I'm making here is, if you're not enthusiastic, you should recognize you're in a dangerous position, because Maya will come and pull you away when you're not enthusiastic. So your enthusiasm has to be greater than hers. So somehow or other, I'm leaving this up to you. So I say somehow or other. There may be so many ways and tricks and techniques, but somehow or other, you have to force yourself to be enthusiastic, even if you're not. Get out of bed enthusiastically, even if you're not. Join the kirtan enthusiastically, even if you're not. Even if you don't want to go out and preach, just tell yourself, Sankirtan ki jai, we're going out to preach. I love it. I love it. You think, oh my God, that's so artificial. It may be, but it actually alters your consciousness when you act in those ways. You actually become enthusiastic. So Prabhupada taught us that if you act enthusiastically, even if you're not, you will become enthusiastic. And I have this personal experience in the early days of our movement. A lot of times we didn't want to go out. We practically have to push the devotees out the door. But when it was time to go home, nobody wanted to come home, because by going out and just doing the service of Sankirtan, we naturally would become enthusiastic. So the message or the point that's so important is, if we lose enthusiasm, then we can't be successful. So we have to be enthusiastic, even if we're not, somehow or other. Don't ever allow yourself come to a position where you're not enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. And if you do, somehow or other, force yourself, even artificially, to enthusiastically engage in devotional service.